Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today.
Hey, 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 we're back, we're black, we're brown, we're brown, we're brown, ambition, ambition,
ambition, ambition, ambition. I can never join in because you be changing the...
I do, I change it because I don't remember.
The lyrics, the beat.
Mandra, I never remember. How are you today, Mandra?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You see my African sweatshirt? You
know. I was the first thing I saw. First, I saw African, and then I saw the lashes, and I was like, "Tiffany did not come to play today."
I did not come to play with the girls. Okay, I have. See, if you watch this on YouTube, you would see my lashed out face. You know, but you know, some of y'all just not up on it yet. Go to YouTube.
They're very subtle, though. Like, I can tell. Yeah, they make your eyes pop, but they're not giving like RuPaul drag queen.
Girl, yeah, which nothing wrong with that, but it's just that's just not the aesthetic.
It's like a time and a place, you know.
Yeah,
this is giving like I'm cute and African for my.
Yeah, I feel I'm not gonna lie. My skin is glowing. My lips is popping. My lashes are popping. I'm feeling myself today.
You got like a side. Whenever you got the side pony, I feel like Tiff's here to like have a good time.
Not side pony Tiff.
Yeah, it's like a little, you know, a little like to the right.
Yeah, I like it. You know, it's on purpose. It's intentional.
I know, and I'm appreciating it. Oh man. There's so much going on. Last week was intense. Rio was sick all damn week, and your girl. I'm not gonna put it into the universe what you're hearing, because I know what you're hearing is similar to what we started to hear at the end of last year when I was like on death's bed every day. But I'm just gonna pretend like this is not gonna turn into a thing. I've got some teas, and we're just gonna think ourselves out of this virus is what we're gonna be doing. God, it's like, it's so hard though, because, and this is the argument that me and my husband have all the time. Like, he works full time. He works for the federal government, and he has an important job, like helping put bad people away. And he has to go to court a lot, and like he has to be in the office every day. He's got a very much 9 to 5, or a day like today, he's working 9 to 10. Like, he'll be in Brooklyn all night doing trial prep. So I'm a batty entrepreneur, and I'm not trying to brag, but despite leaving corporate and starting a brand new business, I'm still the breadwinner. Mm-hmm. You know, I still earn more. So I make a very good contribution to our household finances. And yet I am the on-call parent whenever Rio's sick, and my job is so flexible, you know, or it's seen that way, but it's so hard. Like, last week it really killed me, because it's just really challenging for any, like, it just brings me back to the dark days of the pandemic when I was like juggling. And I mean, the brain capacity that you have when you have your kid at home, and yeah, you have your computer and you have your apps and stuff, but it's just so exhausting, the mental toll on top of already like being pregnant on top of that. Like, it was so hard and really depressing almost, because I just felt like I wasn't able to give my all week. And so I came and I sat down at my desk this morning, and I almost got a little emotional. I'm just like, I'm so happy, like, Rio's back in daycare. I could just focus with 100% of my brain, you know. And I guess it's just a little bit of mourning. Like, I mourn a little bit the time when not that I took it for granted, because I used it when I had it, but the time when I could just 100% be focused on whatever I needed to be focused on, you know, and not have to pull myself in a million different directions day after day.
You know, it's crazy because now that like I do, because, you know, I don't really have to look after anyone. I mean, Supergirl stays with me 1 week out of the month. But honestly, she's 16 and a black 16 is like everybody else 25. You know, she grown. She's a grown woman. I cash app her money and she's like, I'm going to get my own dinner. I'm like, okay, sis, go off. So I don't have to really look after anyone. And so I used to think like, oh, if I had all the time and the energy to look after just, I would just be a beast. Girl, the only beast I do is walking. Like, surprisingly, it's not, you know, I'm not using this like time necessarily to like, you know, like re-up on the work. You know, because certainly, you know, I can do whatever, whenever. I could travel wherever. I mean, you know, I don't have to navigate around anyone else's schedule. But yeah, it's funny how, you know, you think like, oh, if I had all the time, this is what I would do. It's like when I moved out of my parents' house for the first time when I was 22. I was like, yo, when I move out, I'm clubbing every night. I'm going out. I'm gonna be grown, girl. I was home Monday through Sunday in my fuzzy slippers. And like, you know, the oldest 22-year-old, you know, so sometimes you think like, oh, if I had all this space and whatever, you probably would just use it just to like woosah anyway. So, I mean, I just say all that to say, I don't know, like today I was talking to my sister Carol, you know, she's got the two little ones, Roman is 7 and Amelia is Mimi's 5. And like, I don't know how she gets anything done, you know? Because like there's times when, you know, she works for me. She's my efficiencies manager. And there's times when I don't know who could be a better efficiencies manager than a mom of two little kids, you know, because there are times when I'm like, you know, like we'll have a meeting and I look at the time and I'm like, I know it's pickup. So somehow she's corralling them to the car, listening on in, contributing, getting back. And you know, when they get back, mommy, I want this and this. I don't know how y'all do it, honestly.
Yeah.
Like, I do not know how. And
we can do it. We like do it well, but it's the mental tax afterward. And you're right. Yeah. Like, and to your point, one of the things that I've been trying to work on is not mentally punishing myself when after all day, you know, and then it's not just like he's at home reading a book on his own. He's 3 years old. He wants me in a certain, he wants me on the chaise lounge portion of our couch, not on the other seat. And if I try to sit on the edge so that I can like watch what's happening in the air fryer or see if Molly, he's like, no, mama, sit back. And he like shoves me to the back of the couch. He wants to be in the nook with, you know, his favorite YouTube show on. And that's where he's happiest. And, you know, so it's not like I can get up and be doing things so that, you know, but I'm trying to get better about, because it's so mentally draining that I'm not, you know, at the end, when he's in bed, I go to bed. I'm not working in the, I'm not trying to work, you know, to make up for the hours that I lost because I would just die. And that's okay. And like, I let that go for the week. I'm just like, less is going to get done. Meetings are going to get canceled and moved and everything. But yeah, I'm just like, it's hard and it does feel good to be, to, especially now that it's like the sixth season, like, every day is not promised. We have to, you know, hang in there. But yeah, thanks for the encouragement. And for anyone going through the same thing, like, get your rest. You know, I think about homeboy number two is kicking the crap out of me. And I'm just like, I feel you in there. I haven't forgotten about you. I'm going to take a nap. Okay.
Aww.
Mama, go and take a nap. But
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just honestly, like, I am always in awe of moms because I'm just like, houses?
And I just have the one.
Yeah, I just, especially like, with moms of like, you know, multiples.
Yes.
Like I look at my mom, 5 girls, sis?
I know.
Are you crazy? 5
before
girls
the internet,
and a full career.
Before YouTube and iPads?
Girl, she wasn't a stay-at-home mom. Sylvia was a nurse, a full-time nurse, and I didn't know until later, the breadwinner, to your point, and cooked every night, you know, and like, I don't know, you know. Man, like I said, my mom, whenever I ask her, how does she do it? She's always like, I wouldn't recommend it. I'm like,
yeah, no. And it's like trauma. You just have to like, you just go through it. You have no choice, you know.
But that's why, honestly, you know, if you have your one wild one, you never know. Because I was a wild one that caused all the trouble, seemingly. That's what they say. I don't believe it. But look, I look after them so well now. I told my mother, the days of struggle and sacrifice are over. that if you need something, well, one, you know, I send them money every month. I take care of whatever the house needs. The house is paid off. I paid it off. But if there's anything that you need, you know, like, don't hesitate to ask. You are not to struggle anymore. Like, you know, you poured into us and we are now here, thankfully, to be able to pour back into you. And the other day, Lisa, the baby, sent me a picture of my mom. My mom is getting, like, I don't know, lately she's been doing photo shoots because why not? And she was in full African regalia.
Your mom has been doing photo shoots?
Girl, don't even, because we did like a family one, which they're really cute, like with jeans and a white shirt and all this other stuff she had us do, like, when, like, Thanksgiving came, because my sister Karen was here from Chicago. And so, but I guess my mother was like, girl, I need my own. So Lisa sent us pictures, like, because Lisa did her makeup. And first of all, my mother, I was like, I've never seen this African outfit. Clearly it's new. She's like, don't worry about it. God. Like, this is where the money is going. She looked amazing. I said, this is what well-rested, soft life Sylvia looks like.
Yes.
You know, and I love it for her. When I tell you, she looked so good.
That's such a good idea. I want to do that. Yes. Mom, she'd be so uncomfortable. That's such a good idea. What a great gift. Even I know she did it for herself, which is even more badass. But yeah, that's so amazing. You're gonna, I mean, y'all would cherish those pictures too forever. Well, should we get into some buzz? There's a lot buzzing. I do want to. Yeah. So should we start with some like lighter stuff, or should we say a word about Tyree first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we can't, but I honestly, that's how I want to keep it light with it. I said, I don't owe this country my trauma. I do not owe it my sadness. And so I told like my friends there, I had a few friends who watched the video and I was like, I honestly did not want you to describe it to me. I refuse. I did not watch George Floyd. I refuse. Here's the thing that I thought was so crazy. Amanda Seales mentioned this. Why? The way they share this video as if it was a movie coming out.
Right.
It was like
a pay-per-view wrestling match. Yes.
It's literally the way they used to hang, black people down south.
It became like a spectacle.
That's where the word picnic came from. That you would bring your food to watch a black person be murdered. Wow. And so the fact that the media all held hands to say, we're going to hold the video and drop it like it's the hottest new release, is sickening and disgusting. I was like, I don't want a description. I don't want to know. Like, this poor, poor young man whose life was just stolen from him in the most violent way. I don't want to see it. I don't want to hear, you know, how it happened. And I just am so sick of the United States, of how they display murdered black bodies for sport, you know? And so, yeah.
I want the right people to see it, the people who can hold people accountable, but I don't necessarily understand why it has to be released publicly. I mean, I'm wondering, does the family get to decide? I don't know how all that happens, but I didn't watch it either. I spent some time on his, and it was hard. I mean, I spent some time on his website. He has a photography website, and I just felt like I knew, you know, like I just felt like I knew him, or we would have been friends. You know, he's such a, not that that even matters. He's a human being at the end of the day, but you know, his about me section on his website, I was reading that, looking at his photography and pictures of the sunset, like, you know, and his skateboarding videos. So, I mean, it's obviously tragic, but I think if we learn about him and through his parents' voices, I was just trying to find that and protect yourselves. Like, man, I was trying to watch the news this morning and I was like, I'll turn on CBS. They're not usually so bad, but they showed clips that I really did not want to see. And I felt like I had been assaulted.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the, you know, looking for the remote, like turn it off. And, so I'm going to take a little break, between, but I just want to, of course, we acknowledge and mourn Tyree Nichols and his senseless, tragic murder. We have to do better. We have to. It's unacceptable. It's what is happening.
I know exactly. It's like, exactly.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about workplace romance. Have you ever had a workplace romance, Tiff?
Girl.
Well, I know you kind of met your fella at work.
I was going to say, like, that's how I met you. The love of my life. I'm trying to think, have I ever had other than Jarrell? No, because that was like my first real job, my first and only real job. I was a teacher and then that was it. Maybe some little internships, but I don't remember having, I mean, probably some little non inconsequential crush or something like that. But yeah, I met Jarrell at work. So yeah, I had me a little workplace romance.
I had it in my head from really like when I started my career in my 20s, like never date a coworker. But it was when all the dating apps were coming on the scene and like you would match with people at your office. Like I'd be kind of scrolling on my lunch break and be like, Stephen, ew. And be like, wow. Like, I know that guy for real. No, no OkCupid, no. But I did want to talk because Amy Robach and TJ Holmes have officially left ABC. Like, they have been pushed out because of their workplace romance. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on it because, honestly, I really feel like that was a little extra of ABC to, like, I don't understand what I know that they were apparently not faithful to their partners. But at the end of the day, like, they're equals on the set. So, like, why couldn't they have a relationship? I don't know.
I don't think it was that. It was, I mean, I don't know about Amy, but, like, all this other stuff came out about TJ with him being with interns. There was an intern that he had. She was 24. And he was, And, like, a bunch of other people who were not his equals. I think the intern one might have been the one that pushed. Because that, you know, this young woman who's significantly younger and you are a, you know, this well-known host and you know she's an intern, so I think that I'm not sure why Amy was pushed out, because I from what I understand her only workplace romance was TJ, but TJ had a number of them and some of them certainly there was a power imbalance that made it not okay.
They didn't want like a Today Show Matt Lauer kind of situation. Okay, but like it just struck me as like a little too much in people's personal lives, and it must have been so horribly embarrassing for them, but and for their partners, my God. And TJ's wife was like a boss, you know, a high-powered attorney, so I don't know, for all parties involved that is messy and sloppy. But yeah, I think my 20-year-old's advice still stands. Like, office work romances just don't. That plus watching a few seasons of Below Deck last week. I know that you don't watch it, but people listening watch it, okay? Talk about workplace romance drama. I loves it, okay? So good. All right. How do you feel? So Oscar nominations came out, I think, last week. One of the two movies I think I saw in all of 2022 was Woman King. And there was a lot of news about, or maybe there should have been more, no nominations for Viola Davis, for the director. God, what was her name? I should have looked it up. She's a woman. But none for the supporting cast, like nothing. It was just shocking to me because that was like,
it
did so well.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, I watched, you know, Wakanda Forever. I started to watch Woman King. But I don't know. These days, I can't stomach the violence that I used to be able to stomach before. And so I started to watch. And then when I realized it was about to get violent, I said, maybe later I'll watch. Because I definitely want to watch it. But I just can't stomach violence like I used to.
You're watching it at home?
Yeah.
And it's so, really like, hard to sit through things all the way at home.
Yeah.
Because like if your stomach starts to turn, you can turn to a million other channels.
Yes. And so I started to watch when like the young girl was getting trained to be, you know, one of the, you know, warriors. And then I just said, like I said, like, and you know, I think my inability or just, I wouldn't say inability, just lack of desire to watch violence on purpose is, you know, in the wake of like the George Floyd and all these other videos coming out of just like, abuse black bodies, and I just was like maybe another time. So I mean, although I've heard amazing things about it,
I felt like I went by myself actually, and for me it just felt like there was enough heart. And with Viola, like, you're never getting a one dimensional character, and the fact that they got this movie made and it was like such a strong black female cast, Lashana Lynch, oh, she was so good. So it was just a, you know, I feel like it was a slap in the face. I mean, there were, I think it's going to be a big year because some Asian Americans Michelle Yeoh, I think, is the first potentially Asian American winner of the best Oscar for best actress, which is sad and crazy for everything, which I still haven't watched. I haven't listened. You guys don't come to us for our movie reviews because like, I don't watch movies like I need to. But I'm here for representation at the award show, okay? But anyway, moving on. So Joe Biden, we all have talked about crypto before. So y'all crypto bros better get ready, because the Biden administration is rolling out supposedly some new regulations for crypto. So just another way that crypto is not actually like the anti-bank, can't be regulated, you know, currency. It's looking very
regulate-ish.
Yeah. Regular. I still don't have any. Do you still have your little Bitcoin coins?
I do. I'm just gonna leave it there. Girl, I couldn't even. I mean, what is that thing? What's that main one called that everybody was using? It's there. It's maybe like less than 50. I mean, I don't know what it is now, but I think initially I put like $2,000 in there. And basically. So I don't know what it's grown to or what it's, you know, just disappeared to. But, you know, at the time I knew that it was risque. That's less than, you know, like they say you shouldn't have more than 5% of your, you know, assets in crypto. That's not even five. That's like a 0.00000, you know. So I said, you know, let me see what the girls is talking about. But I never felt comfortable with it. So,
yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about my Tesla stock. I just try not to look, which is not. I go back to like when Terry Igioma was on from what's her class called, or what's her Trade and Travel. Right. And like she's like, there's no point in investing if you don't have a strategy. And I'm just like, yeah, you're describing me too.
Yeah, me too. Would I like that Q? And then I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
Maybe I should have thought that through.
Because, you know, that whole thing that I think, though, the simple investing like education is like, well, if you're going to buy some Nike shoes, you should invest in Nike. Or if you're going to buy, you know, a computer from Apple, go buy some Apple stock. And I was like, well, I'm going to buy a Peloton, so maybe I should buy some Peloton
stock. Girl, meanwhile, Peloton stock is like, girl.
Well,
let's just hope the app still works.
Literally, they should have just given us a whoopee cushion in the mail instead of like stock in the company. Yeah. But that's the majority of the buzzworthy for this week. Did I miss anything?
I mean, no, I don't think so. I mean, if there's something you guys want us to talk about, please let us know.
Yeah, tweet us.
Like, yes, tweet us. Send us an Instagram message.
You know, I should have finished that sentence. How can they tweet us? At the BA Podcast on Twitter or DM us. I got the sweetest message from our best friend, Kevin. Every time we call him out, he dutifully listens. And he was like, I went to a conference and I was on the, I think he was speaking or something. And he's like, in my bio, my fun fact was that I was a guest on Brown and Fisher.
I love
so
it.
So cute.
I love it.
All right, BA fam. Well, let's take a quick breaky break and we'll be right back with Boost or Break. Hey, BA fam, this episode is sponsored by State Farm. Are you a small business owner looking for insurance that fits your needs and budget? Look no further than State Farm. State Farm agents are not just insurance providers, they're also small business owners who live and work right here in your community. They understand the unique challenges of running and protecting a small business. When it comes to small business insurance, State Farm knows what it takes. Create a plan that fits your needs and your budget. State Farm agents are ready to help you choose personalized policies that truly understand your business. Insure your small business with a fellow small business owner. Talk to a State Farm agent today and get started on personalized small business insurance that fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to your local agent today. All right, BA fam, y'all know when it comes to financial advice, you have to trust your source. That's why you listen to Brown Ambition, right? And when I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. I've been a longtime fan of NerdWallet. In fact, I almost worked there a couple of times because when it comes to financial experts and writing, they really know how to give you the best reviews of financial products. I honestly wouldn't sign up for a credit card today if I hadn't looked at a review on a site like NerdWallet myself. And honestly, if y'all haven't learned about NerdWallet, you're missing out. And with their help, what could future you do with more travel rewards? A hotel upgrade? Lounge access? Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms of each credit card issuer apply.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast,
fly on the wall.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
Judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And now it's time to boost or break or boost or break or boost or break or boost. Are you going to boost? Are you going to break? What you going to do? What you going to take? I feel like that's a version of what I usually do. Mandra, you want to go first, second? How you want to do it, girl?
Well, I'm going to do two because I'm going to sneak one in. I just got a Slack ping a little bit ago from my Mandy Moneymakers Slack community, which Slack is the best for like if you're doing an online community. I just think it's so much easier than Facebook. But yeah, one of my Mandy Moneymakers, her name's Shandria, she just used my negotiation scripts to get $13,000 more on a job offer. And not only that, but she was like, you know, I used the scripts and I just felt really, she kind of updated me first. She's like, I used the scripts. I was really nervous, but at least I felt confident going in, which is the whole point of like having the scripts, so that like, if you can take out the guesswork of what do I say, it just makes it easier to say the thing, you know, or to write it out. So I'm so excited for her.
Where can the girls get a script that they want to, if they want to get their script on?
Oh, right. So if you go to mandymoney.com and go to my store, you can get your scripts. I might have a, damn it, Tiff. I think I do have a URL for it, but I think I forgot what it is.
I think it was like mandyscripts.com, something.
You got be mandymoneyscripts.com.
Well,
all right.
Well. So we'll put the link in the show notes.
Thanks. Let me just see. I still got that.
Yeah.
Oh, I do look cute. Yes, mandymoneyscripts.com.
Girl, because I had taught you good. I was like, girl, get that link.
I forgot what it was. I know, but now I have so many. I'm like, where do I go?
I know.
Anyway, so shout out to her and to anyone else, you know, who has got the scripts. Thank you. But my first boost was going to be, I like to shout out like tools and technology that make my life easier. And one of my favorite tools, I don't know if you use it for the Budgetista, but called Zapier. Are you a fan? I love Zapier. It connects the dots between apps that you're already using so that you can automate things. So I'll give you an example. One of my biggest pain points, like after, so I host the Nail Your Negotiation Masterclass like once every 5 or 6 weeks or so. And when people sign up, I want their email. And so I get a zap that immediately transfers their email from the webinar web page to my business's email system so that I automatically can start emailing them and I have them in like their own little segment. And then also, even when people enroll in Mandy Moneymakers, I created a zap. I'm so proud of it. Okay, I didn't create it. I told my assistant, Lauda, to create it. So shout out to Lauda because she's a zap fan too. I was like, is there a way to add people to the Slack, but then make sure that they're in all the channels I want them to be in so that no one misses anything? And of course there was a way. So if you haven't checked out Zapier, Z-A-P-I-E-R, I'm not getting paid to endorse. I'm just a fan. And if you can handle a little bit of like, maybe it's something to pass off to your VA if you have one, if you're not so good at like, it takes some brain power to like figure out how to connect the dots and like troubleshoot and stuff, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it.
Loves it. Love that chicken with Popeyes. mine is just a really quick boosty. One of our faves that me and Mandy both love, Jason Vitug. Oh, I didn't even mean to rhyme. So he has a new book coming out called Happy Money, Happy Life, A Multidimensional Approach to Health, Wealth, and Financial Freedom. I'm super excited. First of all, the cover is awesome. It's like orange and white and yellow. If you know Jason, he is like living sunshine.
He really is.
Yeah, he honestly, just the sweetest guy. Just the sweetest. We're going to have him on as a guest. We don't know when, but he's coming on.
Yeah.
So this is like his launch week. Like, you know, so if you're listening to this, the book will have come out yesterday. But here's what I like about Jason. When I first met Jason, Jason was kind of like the first person in the financial space I ever met that was like making like really good money. Like speaking and things. I remember he was the first person I ever heard of, not to put your business out there, Jason, but it's happening, where he got paid $30,000 for a speaking engagement. I was like, what? I didn't even know that was possible. Jason is Filipino. You know, so I didn't even know that was possible. But Jason, like, always shared all this information, super kind. He's a fellow Jerseyan like me, from Elizabeth, New Jersey, which is right next to Newark. And but in the last few years, I have seen Jason transition from like financial educator expert to like Jason got like his yoga, like I don't even know what the license, I don't even know,
yogi certification, yes, or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so if you, what I love most about Jason, and honestly he's someone who I look up to and look to, is that he has learned to use money to create this amazing holistic life. Like if you follow Jason on social media, yes, he'll post some financial things, but in the context of I'm taking a walk today because of what I've been able to do. I'm looking after my parents because of what I've been able to do. You know, like, and so his book is very much in that vein. And I love that for him. And I love that for us because, you know, he's basically like the key is not money. Money is just one of the tools you can use to live this holistically happy life. Let me show you how. And I can say I have been watching Jason do so for the last few years, totally transform his life to one of peace and serenity and calm. And honestly, he's like, we speak more regularly now because he's someone who I go to when I'm like, I'm not sure how to navigate this spot, you know, because I'm wanting the peace, but then what about the business aspect? And so, yeah, I'm just like, I'm just really happy for him. This is his second book. His first book was called You Only Live Once. It was like profiled in the New York Times, and Happy Money, Happy Life is already out. It came out yesterday. If you're listening to this, you know, when this episode drops on Wednesday. So go ahead and cop it. You can cop it on Amazon, or just like, you know, any, honestly, typically any of these kind of like indie bookstores, if you want to support them, will have it as well. But if you don't know where to get it, you could definitely head over to Amazon and get you a copy of this book. I'm just really proud of Jason. Yes.
He's such a sweet soul. And I got to reconnect with him at FinCon for the first time in a long time, like everyone else I reconnected with. And he posted the sweetest thing on LinkedIn. I had no idea. Sweetest, like, I mean, a long post about how when I was at Yahoo Finance, I kind of was just featuring, you know, my faves in personal finance. I know you were a guest on Yahoo Finance, I feel like, a couple times. And Lynette Calfani Cox was a guest. And I had Jason on, and I kind of forgotten. And he's like, that was my first kind of media appearance. I remember her feeling. And he was like, Mandy made me feel so comfortable. And I'm just, you know, so he's so, so sweet and genuine. And he's like actually living the way that he is encouraging everyone else to live, you know. So I wish the best for him. Congrats on the book launch, Jason.
Yay! We'll see you soon in the stew.
In the stew. All right. I almost said money makers. This is not BA fam. We'll see y'all next week.
Friday.
BAQA. Oh, shoot. You're right. BAQA on Friday. Submit your questions. Brown Ambition Podcast on IG. Slide into our DMs. We'll see y'all then.
Hey, BA fam, we could not do this show without your support or the support of our team behind the scenes. The Brown Ambition Podcast is produced by Cumulus Podcast Network. It's edited by the wonderful Imani Crosby and produced by Tanya Bustos. Dennis Stemplinski is our in-house tech guru, and I am Mandy Woodruff Santos, your co-host, and I will see y'all next week.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a PS to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the PS first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.